Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being a wonderful host, Sister Danielle Corbett. Certainly today is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we will be glad in it. The Great Invitation. the invitation, a call to salvation. Let us never forget it. You know, the Bible is a book of wonderful words. One of the wonderful recurring words has come. Most of us would feel honored if some dignitary were to invite us to dinner. Not only would we feel honored, but we would be eager to accept the invitation. But this is not a dignitary inviting you to come, but rather it's Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. And in these words, she says, come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. Whenever you're approaching a moment of stress, you don't know what the next move ought to be, let the reading or the memorizing of this passage be your next move. I found it to bring more comfort in times of stress and worry and anxiety. Remembering Jesus called me to rest. In our lesson, we will address the nature benefits and acceptance of the invitation. The nature of the invitation is to those who labor and are heavy laden. He promised to give all those weary ones who come rest. The invitation was extended as a universal calling, a voluntary response. The invitation had requirements, sound advice. The invitation had reason for its acceptance, results you can live with. The benefits of the invitation. It is an invitation to separation. We know that in 2 Corinthians 6:14 will say, come out from among them, be you separated. It is an invitation to satisfaction. You know, Revelation 22:17, all who hear need to come and freely drink of the everlasting water. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are come new. It is an invitation to sanctification. You know, we are told that those who will be in Christ will suffer persecution. We'll find that in 2 Thessalonians, it tells us that we will be glad within our heart. You'll be separated from the world. It is an invitation to salvation. Isaiah tells us that though your sins be red, they be red like crimson. Though they be black like wool, they be white like snow. We know that in Acts 4:11-12, and 2 Timothy 2:10, that there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. Salvation is only in Christ Jesus, eternal glory. So we know the benefits, and also we do know the nature of the invitation. But when we talk about the acceptance of the invitation, here is very something very key we need to understand. The offer is not from man. See, man can invite you, offer you, propose to you, and don't be real, and really don't have anything to offer you. But the offer is not from man, but from the divine Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God hath all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. There's one mediator between God and man. The man is Christ Jesus. See, the dominion which Jesus exercised, the nature which he possessed, and the knowledge which he can impart, justifies him to invite men to come to him. Titus 2:11-12:14 tells us that, for the grace of God has appeared to all men, bringing salvation, that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust and live soberly in this present world. What hope does a man have who passes up this gospel invitation? We know the Hebrew writer says, if you neglect so great salvation, you will receive the just recompense and reward for having done so. How will you respond to this gospel invitation? Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. The Lord rejoiced in the salvation of souls, and so should we. You know, he said, I'm the good shepherd. All that come to me will go in and out and find pasture. He invites you to come to him. That's come because none can give rest but only he. You know, the fireman was summoning the person to come out of the house that was on fire. They wouldn't come. He went in to assist them out, but they refused to come. So the fireman had to retreat himself. And so the person ran up to the top stairs floor, and the fireman once again shoot the ladder out, told him to get on the ladder. He wouldn't get on the ladder. So the fireman went up the ladder and reached out his hand and summoned his person to come. The person finally grabbed the fireman's hand and safely but weakly came down the ladder of salvation. Jesus, with outstretched hands, for many, many years now, been calling and summoning people to come, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. We need to remember the call that we made, the stress, anxiety, bewilderment, and lostness that we were under at the time of our call. If we get to a point in our lives that we lose track of time and track of days and forget about how blessed we truly are, even though we're going through financial hardship, we're going through domestic hardship, we're going through professional challenges, that we feel that there's no way out. Remember who rescued you from the burning fire of life. Remember who rescued you from the punishment and penalty of sin. Never forget how Jesus called you from darkness unto light. These things that we need to be mindful of as we live out our day, each day, and never forget who called us to salvation. Let us be mindful of those who have gone through hard times and hardships today and yesterday and perhaps all even on tomorrow. Let's remember those who are burying their dead this week, those who are trying to get the funds up to go to other states to bury their dead. Let us just be mindful of those who just have no way of burying their dead financially. We ask that you comfort their hearts in these times as this, but they can remember who called them to salvation. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are, for all that you forever be, all that you ever can be to each of us. We pray for a rest of the weary soul, pressures of life that are beating down on us right now. We ask that you call again, call us from the hardship of this burden. Let us know that you're still there, although we know you're there, but let us be mindful that you are still rescuing the perishing, that you're still calling us from dissatisfaction to satisfaction, from unwarranted relationship to separation, from muddy life to life of sanctification, from death unto salvation. We pray that you continue to be the one who has that great word, come, come, and come. May God bless us today, and we ask all of these blessings in the Son of Jesus Christ's name. Amen.